Welcome back to NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness for Thursday evening, August 13, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Oh, wait, what? Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neant Technologies Holdings, Inc. 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Neant Technologies Holdings, Inc. 2Q26. The clinical setup for NTHI has improved significantly, with Neant 100 showing positive phase 2 results and Neant 212 gaining regulatory clarity. Neant 100 met primary endpoints with a 48.9% PFS and 26.09 months median OS, with no major toxicities reported. FDA alignment for a potential registrational program is the next step, as the company plans to request a Type B meeting.
Quantum Biopharma QNTM targets disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis. Quantum Biopharma is targeting disability drivers beyond relapse rates in multiple sclerosis with its myelin-focused candidate Lucid-MS. Researchers are now focusing on processes that drive long-term disability, such as chronic active lesions, rather than just reducing relapses. This shift in approach reflects a deeper understanding of the disease and the need for therapies like Lucid-MS to inhibit myelin degradation and support functional recovery.
Cami Aesthetics joins Alpha Aesthetics Partners Network in NC. In a recent development, Cami Aesthetics has joined the Alpha Aesthetics Partners Network in North Carolina. Following a rebrand in August, Cami Aesthetics, formerly known as Carolina Age Management Institute, aims to provide a full range of aesthetic and wellness services across its Huntersville and Greensboro locations. The practice emphasizes personalized care, natural-looking outcomes, and a commitment to patient integrity.
GeoVax highlights capabilities amid Congo's expanding Ebola outbreak. GeoVax Labs, Inc. highlights its expertise in developing MVA-based hemorrhagic fever vaccines amidst Congo's expanding Ebola outbreak caused by Bundibugyo virus. With over 4,300 cases and 2,000 deaths reported, GeoVax's vaccine candidates targeting Zaire Ebola virus, Sudan Ebola virus, and Marburg virus show promising efficacy. The company is ready to collaborate with global health authorities to combat the outbreak.
Global drug makers earmark billions to ramp up their U.S. footprint. Global drug makers are investing billions to expand their presence in the United States, aiming to avoid potential tariffs on drug imports. Investments totaling around $500 billion are in progress or planned. Companies like Amgen, AbbVie, and Gilead Sciences are among those boosting their U.S. investments. The impact of these moves on the healthcare sector, including companies like Aceva Health, remains a key question.
Mission IR News breaks Nutriband Inc. CEO to present at 2026 Georgia Life Sciences Summit. Nutriband Inc. CEO Gareth Sheridan will be featured at the 2026 Georgia Life Sciences Summit on August 26th. The event, held on August 25th to 26th in Sandy Springs, Georgia, brings together industry leaders in biotechnology, medical technology, research, manufacturing, and investment. Nutriband is known for developing Avarsat-M, an abuse-deterrent transdermal technology to prevent drug abuse and misuse.
Regenthys Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American. RGNT builds a manufacturing and intellectual property powerhouse for the global cartilage repair market. Regenthys Biomaterials Limited strengthens its global footprint in the cartilage repair market with a new Japanese patent allowance for its Gelrin C manufacturing process. This milestone enhances protection and scalability, crucial for meeting the rising demand for off-the-shelf cartilage products. Regenthys continues to make strides in European commercialization and U.S. South trial enrollment, addressing the unmet needs in joint disease treatment.
Up to 94 and 4 and 5. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.